This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, you can go ahead, Sheikh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa 'azimi sultanik. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have this beautiful tradition on four types of people we see in the world. And let us try to belong to the highest category that the Prophet has described in this beautiful tradition. We want to be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our actions, by enjoying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and utilizing them. I will read the tradition in Arabic, translate it, and explain some of its beautiful meanings for applying in our life so that we can enhance our knowledge and practice of Islam, inshallah. Innama ad-dunya li arba'ati nafar. Abidin razaqahu Allahu malan wa ilman fa huwa yattaqi fihi rabbahu wa yaslu fihi rahimahu. ويعلم لله في حقه فهذا بأفضل المنازل وعبد رزقه الله علما ولم يرزقه مالا فهو صادق يقول لو أن لي مالا لعملت بعمل فلان فهو بنيته فأجره ما سوى وعبد رزقه الله مالا ولم يرزقه علما فهو يخبط في ماله بغير علم لا يتقي فيه ربه ولا يصل فيه رحمه ولا يعلم لله فيه حقا فهذا بأخبث المنازل وعبد لم يرزقه الله مالا ولا علما فهو يقول لو أن لي مالا لعملت فيه بعمل فلان فهو بنيتي فوزره ما سوى. الراوي أبو كبش العماري المصدر الترمذي. The world belongs to four types of people. The Prophet looks at the world, at the people in it. He divides the people into four different categories. First, a servant of Allah could be male or female on whom Allah has bestowed wealth and knowledge. They are mindful of Allah while dealing with their wealth and use of the wealth to foster blood ties. They are aware of the rights of Allah in their wealth. This person occupies the highest status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the station we should aim for. Number two, another servant of Allah. Allah has given him knowledge, but not wealth. So he cherishes sincere intention and says, if I had wealth, I would have done what the other person has done with it. Hence, he is rewarded for his good intention, his sound knowledge, but he has no wealth. But he knows if he is given wealth, he would do the same as the first man did. A third servant of Allah, Allah has given him wealth, but he is deprived of knowledge. So he acts recklessly with his wealth without knowledge. He does not fear his Lord, neither does he foster his ties of kinship, nor does he acknowledge the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wealth. He occupies the worst position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A fourth servant of Allah is the one for whom Allah did not give neither wealth nor knowledge. So he says, if I had wealth like the other person, I would have done such and such with it. He will be rewarded for his good intention and will punish for his bad intention like the other person. Narrator is Abu Kabsh al-Anmari. His source is Tirmidhi. Abu Kabsh al-Ansari was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who lived and died in Syria. He reported a few traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have precise details about his life. The above tradition provides an accurate description of the people of the world. This division of people is precise and inclusive. It mentions the best of mankind and the worst, and the second and the fourth are their subsidiaries. They belong to the one of those categories. The thing that raised the first person to the highest position is knowledge. And it is the lack of knowledge that brought the third person down, while it was knowledge that saved the second person. The hadith values knowledge higher than wealth. How wealth combined with knowledge is still higher. We have another tradition from Rasulullah shedding further light on this point. لا حسد إلا في اثنتين رجل ناته الله مالا فسلطه على حلقته في الحق وآخر آتاه الله حكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها. There is no good in envy unless it relates to these two individuals. A person whom Allah has blessed with wealth, which he spends for the promotion of truth. Another is a person upon whom Allah has bestowed knowledge, he judges accordingly and disseminates it to the people. So we are allowed to envy these two types of people, meaning not to wish that they will be deprived of the blessing, but we want to have the same so that we can do what they are doing with the wealth and the knowledge they have. The hadith speaks of envy. Envy and jealousy are undesirable traits in ordinary times. Allah warns us against jealousy. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِفَضْلِ. Do they envy people for Allah's bounties that is bestowed? Allah chooses. Sometimes he gives this as a test. Some people fail the test. Some people succeed. The Prophet is also reported as saying, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبَ. Beware of jealousy, for it consumes the rewards of good deeds as the fire consumes the fuel, reported by Abu Dawud. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, do not rebel against the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people heard it, they could not understand. Who are those who rebel against the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied, they are those who are jealous of people whom Allah has bestowed, given his blessings. They fail to recognize this blessing Allah has given them. It's a test for these people. Some of them succeed, some of them fail. You are not supposed to judge, you know, Allah and be jealous because Allah has given some people for a wisdom as a test. Jealousy is rebellion and it is questioning Allah's order. It was jealousy that brought down Iblis. That jealousy resulted in the first sin committed in the heaven. Likewise, it was jealousy that caused the first sin ever committed on the earth. Qabil murdered Habil. Cain murdering Abel in the Bible, in Arabic, Qabil and Habil. Qabil murdered Habil because of jealousy. Again, it was jealousy that prevented the people of the book in Medina to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even after they had recognized the signs of his truthfulness. But of course, some accepted Islam, but many others did not out of jealousy. The hadith teaches us, while jealousy and envy are otherwise abhorrent traits, we can use envy for self-motivation. How? When we envy a person for his good traits, and hope to acquire the same for us without wishing the other person being taken, those blessings taken away from the other person. We are not wishing them to be taken away from instead. We are aspiring to acquire the same traits for our own benefit. The hadith also teaches us that there is no good in knowledge or wealth for their own sake. They are good only insofar as those who possess them benefit themselves with them. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa wa amalin la yurfa wa du'ain la yusma. Wa Allah, I seek refuge and protection with you from knowledge that benefits not and action that do not ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prayer that is not answered or heard by Allah. Wealth is good only when a person uses it to advance the cause of truth and fulfills the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If, on the other hand, one fails to recognize the rights of Allah and does not use the wealth that Allah has given him to foster the ties of kinship and assist the poor and destitute, that wealth becomes a curse. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, when you give charity out of your wealth, two types. As sadaqa al-miskini sadaqa وَصَدَقَةُ عَلَىٰ ذِي الرَّحْمِ اِثْنَتَانِ صَدَقَةٌ وَصِلَاةٌ. Charity is given to the poor, merits the rewards of charity. Yes, you reward for charity. To any poor that give charity, you give. But if you give the same charity to your poor blood relation, you get double rewards. The reward for charity and the reward for fostering the ties of kinship. Now, here are the lessons we should take from this tradition. A person endowed with knowledge and wealth and observes the rights of Allah and uses it for promoting the cause of truth occupies the highest rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person with knowledge but not given wealth is rewarded for his good intention. But the worst person in the sight of Allah is the one Allah gave on him wealth, but he has no knowledge. He misuses his wealth by failing to fulfill the rights of Allah, and because of his reckless behavior, he abuses, squanders the wealth in frivolous pursuits. Those who have neither wealth nor knowledge will be rewarded for their good intentions and may incur punishment for bad intentions. Jealousy is a grave sin. It is akin to rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, envy is allowed as long as we envy those with knowledge and wealth in a good way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our intention is to emulate them in their good works. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Yes, Sheikh, assalamu alaikum.
Okay, inshallah. You know, now we are only starting at 6:30, isn't it?
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.